I'm Mitch Wertlieb with VPR News. Vermont's top health official says people need to forego big Thanksgiving gatherings this year in order to ensure a healthy and safe Thanksgiving next year. Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine said at Tuesday's COVID-19 media briefing that the stakes are high right now and that Vermonters must change how they celebrate the holiday.
So if you want to keep working, for your kids to stay in school, to prevent more people from potentially dying from COVID-19, please follow the governor's orders. Don't get together with anyone outside your household and limit any travel that's not essential.
Levine says if Vermonters do travel or share a meal with others from outside their household, they must quarantine for 14 days. The start of all high school winter sports has been put on hold indefinitely because of concerns about COVID-19. Governor Phil Scott says his administration made the call because of the recent statewide rise in coronavirus cases.
Based on our current data, that unfortunately we'll be postponing the start of school sports, which were set to start November 30th. Like recreational sports, these are paused until further notice, and we'll review it again each week.
If sports activities are allowed to start up later this year, it's likely the administration's ban on spectators will remain in place. Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan on Tuesday declined to file charges against a Rutland City police officer who non-fatally shot a suspect this summer. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has details.
In a lengthy press release, the AG's office described the incident, which unfolded during an attempt by the Rutland City Police to detain two men allegedly selling drugs. Michael Goodnow was driving the car, and when police tried to detain them, prosecutors say Goodnow drove the car backwards, dragging one of the officers. Officer Tyler Billings then fired his gun 8 times at the car, according to the press release. Prosecutors said Billings' actions were justified because he believed another officer's life was in danger. The AG's office also applied the state's new use of force standard, which requires police to use force only if it's reasonable and necessary based on the totality of the situation. It goes into effect next July. The AG said a reasonable officer would have, quote, undoubtedly concluded there was an imminent threat to the other officer's life and no alternative but to use deadly force. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
Eye in the sky for today, cloudy and breezy. Light snow mainly north of Rutland, likely mixing with rain west of the Green Mountains. A trace to 2 inches over the deeper valleys and highs today upper 30s to low 40s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.